anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unnamed charity store worker in North Yorkshire, England. All right, so the woman works at the equivalent of a Goodwill store, and like any retail charity shop, all merchandise is donated. And in this case, our honoree, who's in her 70s, she found two tiny doorknobs, like for a drawer or a cabinet or whatever. Anyway, she put them on the shelf. For only $2, you get both of them. And as a customer was inspecting them, a second employee walked out of the staff room and immediately yelled, quote, "Oh my God." That's when it was explained that they were not doorknobs. No, the pair of items were, in fact, his and her butt plugs.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. The items were then removed from the shelves and discarded.
Huh.
She had no idea that they did not offer up a picture of what they looked like, but they just said, "Sweet old lady." Went through the stuff. She's like,
"Oh, look at these little doorknobs for someone's little drawer cabinet. $2, you can have them both."
And there was a customer actively looking at them at the moment. They said the other employee is probably about in her 20s. And she's just like, "Oh my God, those are his and her butt plugs." By the way, quick note, don't know the difference between a his and her butt plug.
One's bigger.
I would think one size fits all, but who knows. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve Throw Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
All right, Jefe, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have a choice of one of three categories. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And License to Spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
Oh, License to Spill sounds fun. Let's do that.
We go to the side of a Nebraska highway that ended up littered with hundreds of boxes of something after a semi-truck overturned and wound up in a ditch. Officer Mike Bossman, spokesman for the Omaha Police Department, said that the semi overturned on eastbound I-80 near 84th Street and then ended up in a ditch next to the road. And he shared photos showing the area littered with hundreds of boxes of this merchandise. And as you'd expect, the boxes busted open. The merchandise inside has now spilled out across the highway. Now, the point that this happened, he said, look, the shoulder of the road would be blocked while crews had to clean up the mess. Quote, "Traffic is starting to pick up, so please pay attention. This will be a prolonged cleanup operation." Now, eventually the mess was clean and traffic resumed to normal. The question is, what was spilled out of these boxes from the truck that went into the ditch? Was it rubber balls? Was it energy drinks? Was it frozen chickens? Or was it manure? So rubber balls, energy drinks, frozen chickens, or manure. What spilled out of this truck on I-80 in Omaha, Nebraska?
Let's hear from the gallery. What do you guys think, Ted?
Man.
And Miles.
Well, Nebraska's famous for the amount of corn.
Yes, you know?
Yeah, seriously. And a lot of corn there, so that would explain all the manure. But I'm not sure that's how they do it. I don't know why. I'm feeling frozen chickens, man.
Ted, I was going to say, man, there was an incident that happened here.
Mm-hmm.
There was another incident that happened. Frozen chickens have been spilling a lot on the interstates for whatever reason. I'm going to go...
Because they're slippery.
It took hours to clean up. I'm going to go manure, Jeff.
Manure.
And does it say, Thrill, say how long they were broke down?
It doesn't, man. And I went to like five different news sources just trying to get that information. Not one of them offered it up, so I don't know.
But it was enough to back up traffic and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, man. I'm thinking it's got to be like energy drinks or manure. Hundreds of boxes. I'm going to mix it up. Let's just fill the flesh it out with energy drinks. See what happens.
Okay.
Boy.
All right. Was it rubber balls, energy drinks, frozen chicken, or manure? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Brand new category on Profile. This is Licensed to Spill.
What spilled everywhere? In this case, Nebraska Highway, a truck accident spilled hundreds of boxes on the road and spilled out all over the highway. Question is, what was in the boxes and the contents that were spread all over the interstate? Was it rubber balls, energy drinks, frozen chicken, or manure?
Yes, indeed. And Jeff, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went with manure.
I did.
It was not manure. Yeah. Ted Smith, you went with frozen chicken.
Not frozen chicken.
It was not frozen chicken. And Jeff, you went energy drinks, the wild card. You are correct.
Jeff. Yes, Jeff.
They say what brand?
It did. What's the one? I can't, like CD something, C40?
Oh, yeah. CB or CD something?
Something, yeah. And I think it had I couldn't, it wasn't Monster, it wasn't Rockstar or anything like that.
I'll tell you what, Mike, sounds like that truck was at full throttle.
Well done. Well done.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
See, in 2024, you guys are above energy drink jokes. All right, yeah. Your choice is today.
That crap.
Yeah, Seth Meyers. The Jimmy.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right through the title. These guys have teams and towns and writers hoping to come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
Fireball Whiskey is adding heartbroken football fans' tears to a new whiskey.
Oh, no.
Well, that's one way to announce you're doing a collaboration with the Jets.
Ted Smith.
Colbert.
Damn whiskey it. Brand Fireball plans to collect heartbroken football fans' tears for their new whiskey. Well, that's one way to announce you're doing a collaboration with the Jets.
Pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz, stolen in 2005, were recovered by the FBI back in 2018, are now up for auction. The crazy part is the highest bidder is Quentin Tarantino.
I hope that you did.
Yeah, me too.
It is.
All right. Okay.
Are you thinking
Rex Ryan?
Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking about it.
All right, okay. He seems to have taken the torch.
Hey. Shout out to Rex Ryan and the opposite of kink shaming. He's just like, I'm in defeat.
Yeah, he was straight up about
it.
Yeah.
Like it.
According to a top historian, Gladiator 2 is total Hollywood BS.
What?
Due to its historical inaccuracies, including a scene where a Roman noble is shown reading a morning newspaper 1,200 years before the invention of the printing press. Even worse, he's reading Kathy.
Myers.
Colbert.
According to a top historian, Gladiator 2 is total Hollywood BS. Due to historical inaccuracies, including a scene where a Roman noble is shown reading the morning newspaper 1,200 years before the invention of the printing press. Even worse, he's reading Kathy.
Everything I've read, that movie's supposed to be awesome.
Yeah, I do love when the historians come in like, this is inaccurate. Like, guys.
That's not why I'm watching.
No one came here for a history lesson, I promise you.
Superman's not real.
Yeah.
Hey.
Spoiler alert.
Starbucks is bringing back written names on cups and self-service stations for cream and sugar. You know their slogan. Your sleeves are now covered in someone else's cinnamon.
Fallon.
Colbert.
Starbucks is bringing back handwritten names in Sharpie on cups. In addition to the handwritten names, Starbucks will try to win over customers by bringing back self-serve stations with sugar and cream. You know their slogan, your sleeves are now covered in someone else's cinnamon.
There's only one D in Ted.
Do people spell it with two Ds?
Yeah.
Come on.
Ted.
Well, actually, one of the things they said when they announced that they're bringing back the Sharpie kind of thing and write your name down. They talked to all these different customers who are like, honestly, man, I miss them misspelling my name. Mm-hmm. My name's Ted. They've been calling me Ned for 6 years. Stop correcting them.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest, I never notice. Now, I get two things coffee-wise from Starbucks, so I don't need to add anything.
Right.
But I just never noticed that one. I was like, oh, I guess now that we're talking about it, oh, yeah, it is printed out.
Yep.
I don't know what it matters, though.
I'm sure it was their idea of just, you know, streamline the design. Typical corporate stuff.
Yeah. Or you could also just not open a billion locations
in about
10 years, have expensive coffee, and then be like, I don't know why our sales are declining.
I can't figure it out.
And I like Starbucks. I go to Starbucks all the time.
Sure. Doesn't mean you make good decisions.
Yeah. And also, I will say this. I'm not going to say which one it is. We don't need to be judging people on Sunday mornings to get an extra shot.
And your coffee?
Yeah.
No, that's not a big deal.
I don't know. The one lady goes, that's a very strong coffee. I said, just give it to me.
You know.
Perceptive. Yeah. Look at the bags under my eyes, honey. Does this look like a man that needs less caffeine? Goddamn red zone's going to be on in 20 minutes. I got to get excited. All right. Anyhow, that was almost a crime. What states do you think are most obsessed with true crime?
You know what?
California.
I'll say Vermont, because Vermont and New Hampshire seem to be popping up on a lot of lists lately for whatever
reason. All right,
reason.
Okay. Yeah.
It's because of Bernie. Real quick, does anybody in here enjoy the true crime stuff?
Sure.
Mm, yeah.
I'm not totally into it, but any girl I know loves it.
Oh, yeah.
So Mike and I were talking on the last commercial break, and he's like, is it like the middle America? I was like, complete opposite. It is basically major cities. The number one state, Massachusetts.
Okay. All right.
Now, Massachusetts, to me, has kind of a spooky history.
Well, sure.
Right? You got scary movies. You got the Salem witch trials. Let's be honest. The pilgrims themselves are kind of spooky, in my mind. Plymouth Rock sucks. So the states that love them the most, though, Massachusetts, New York, Nevada, Colorado, Illinois, Connecticut. Washington makes the list.
Okay.
Washington has some spooky places, too.
Well, yeah. I would say, like, I feel like 2 out of every 10 of those, it happened somewhere in Washington, or they disappeared somewhere in Washington.
North Carolina, New Hampshire, and Texas. Least obsessed? Georgia, Mississippi, Alaska, Hawaii, and Arkansas.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
It does add up. I just like any list that includes Georgia, Mississippi, Arkansas, Alaska, and Hawaii.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what all those states have in common, Miles?
Nothing.
Spam.
Oh.
They did a lot of research on this. They said people in big cities seem to love the true crime stuff.
Yeah.
People in rural areas don't care as much. That's because they're the killers.
We got guns.
They also looked at different types of true crimes. So this got interesting. Number one, they said celebrity true crime. Shows about O.J. Simpson and Phil Spector, which I don't think of the O.J. Simpson. It is. It's obviously one of the biggest true crime things of all time.
Sure.
And that true crime I loved. I really enjoyed The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Really? Those are the ones I don't enjoy.
Really?
Like, yeah, I mean, I can't explain it, but someone I've already heard of or I can remember their trial. Maybe that's what it is.
So you were talking about the Aaron Hernandez thing today.
Yeah.
I was. I thoroughly enjoy those drama. What do you call that? It's not a real, it's like a dramatization.
Biopic?
I guess, yeah. So I like the FX ones. I thought the People vs. O.J. Simpson was great. A lot of people didn't like it as much. I am sincerely upset. I can't believe I just said I don't like true crime. I'm obsessed with that Aaron Hernandez one.
Yeah.
It is just wild. Even if you haven't seen it, I'm dead serious. Watch something on him. It is unbelievable.
I came in here today
and I said, Miles, I'm on this episode where he's going to get charged with these other two murders. And he goes, in Florida. I go, no, different shooting. The guy shot in the face. I was like,
nope,
still a different shooting.
Give me another chance.
Well, Aaron,
give me just one more guess.
And then I'm one of those people too. Like, I watch it and then I'll spend, I probably spend half an hour now scouring the internet to read other stuff about Aaron Hernandez.
Okay.
And a teammate who basically, there's this famous story that Wes Welker kind of chews him out for something he did in practice or whatever.
Yeah.
And as he's leaving the room, basically says, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
And people say that all the time in anger. sometimes with coworkers. The way Aaron Hernandez said, apparently the whole room went quiet as they were like, he's serious.
Right.
So he has massive CTE, and they found out after he killed himself, they tested his brain. He also was smoking, chain smoking weed with PCP on it.
Jesus, man.
Right. So he's paranoid, but they talk about his mood swings, even in the locker room, that is wild. So he was a very scary human being.
Don't smoke PCP, kids.
Yeah, I would say also this, and granted, this is a dramatized version of it. The only thing scarier than scary people is scary people that know it and are like, oh, no, I'm a demon.
Oh, yeah.
There's something wrong with me. Like, damn. All right, let's see. A lot of people also enjoy serial killers. I don't like serial killers too much.
Your phrasing.
No.
A lot of people really enjoy serial killers.
I told you, I got through one episode of Dahmer, and I'm like, that's enough. I know what happens. That's enough.
Dahmer's the top searched one, Ted Bundy, John Wayne Gacy, and then Jack the Ripper. Now, Jack the Ripper I'm into because it was so long ago
in
England.
Historic.
But doesn't some of the stuff also turn back around into real life where, like, the Menendez brothers are getting another chance to maybe get out of jail just based on the resurgence in people's interest?
I watched that one, and I had this conversation with a friend of mine. As he was like, I don't understand. He's like, why should they be let out if they did this? And I said, look, Thrill and I were talking about it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So look, they're not denying that they killed their parents in cold blood. They planned it out, this and that. All they're saying is, when you take into account now that we're talking about abuse when they're children from the father, allegedly, them almost with each other, allegedly, and this and that, that the mental state of them is so different that still charge them with the murders,
right.
But there's different degrees of murder, right?
Sure.
Murder one is thought about it, killed somebody in cold blood, don't care, right? So if you took them down to a different murder charge, then with time served, they would have already served their penalty. So that's why I think the Menendez brothers will eventually get out. That one, you got to read up on that story. When I first started watching it, people were like, let them out. I was like, no way. And now I'm like, I don't think they're at risk of committing murder again. Let's see. Another one on the list people enjoyed, unsolved mysteries and disappearances. Those ones creep me out the most.
Those are the ones I enjoy the most.
Really?
That sounds because it's intriguing. In other words, you kept my interest. You have no definitive answer at the end, but you just kind of,
See, I'm the opposite, man. I don't know. I feel like I watch shows, you know, again, gangster shows or whatever. I'm like, all right, I can fathom that I could happen, right? I bump into Aaron Hernandez, spill a drink on him, so he kills me.
Sure.
Well, that's one of the things.
Yeah.
He took minor slights very seriously. But the idea of just being out at a cabin, and then, I don't know, I took a girl with me. She goes to get a pack of hot dogs. She comes back, and I'm gone. Right? I'm just gone forever.
That's why I don't go to cabins, bro.
That's what bugs me. I got stolen by a meth.
I mean, you're not wrong. I'm just saying, those are the ones that intrigue me. Whatever did happen to Ted.
And if you were a couple, you should listen to the man that says, let's not eat these hot dogs the first day. You're going to want them the third day. All right. Miles, is there anything on tonight?
I believe there's more of that college football you enjoy.
Actually, I think the action's off tonight. Wednesday. There is college football, but also Thursday night football. The Ravens hosting the Bengals.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We head south to Oregon, where a local man has filed a lawsuit. He was out on a bike ride along the Columbia River when he was mowed over by a driver attempting to make a right turn. Luckily, he was hit by the most convenient of vehicles, a local ambulance that was out on patrol. The driver heard the impact and immediately stopped to find the bike destroyed and the 71-year-old rider covered in blood. So he quickly loaded him into the truck and transported him to the hospital. Good story, right? But this is where things take a little bit of a turn. The accident left the man with permanent damage, which is to be expected when you're 70 years old and you get mowed over by an ambulance. His bike was also destroyed, and he was left with about $100,000 in medical debt. But in his mailbox, he also found a bill from the ambulance company charging him just under $2,000 for the ride to the hospital.
Called Ken and Donnie.
Oh, that's a good call.
That is a good call, man.
That's a great call, Miles.
Seriously. Also, not the way to make new customers.
Not at all.
My thought is, if you own like a private ambulance company, I'd be making money.
Right.
right. Hand over fist. I just mow people down, right? Don't make it fatal. Throw their ass in my ambulance.
Yeah,
seriously.
Exactly.
Drive them to the hospital and be like, hey, man, you owe me $2,000 for the ambulance ride.
Just find people on bicycles out there, sideswipe them a little bit until they knock down. Oh, you need to go to the hospital. Let's load you up.
Yeah.
And you know what, Matt? When you get hit like that, you're going to be messed up for a little while. I mean, that's not just...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're going to have problems.
Exactly. And again, 71 years old. He's out on a bicycle. He gets mowed over by a doggone ambulance.
And still $100,000 in medical bills.
Right. On top of that $2,000 ambulance ride.
He was on the he was basically riding on the Columbia River.
Right.
And it said 1 hour north of Portland. And I'm like, 1 hour north of Portland?
You're
in Washington.
You're in Toledo.
I was like, where the hell is this place?
What in the hell? Well, the thing that I was thinking, you know...
Because they took him back to Portland, is the point.
Right.
So I understand it was a long distance, but you hit the guy on the freaking bike.
Exactly. But my thing is, somebody at that company said, all right, write this guy up for $2,000 for that ambulance ride, put it in the mail, and send it to him. Like, no. Whoever it is that makes that decision, that this guy that you hit, or a representative of your company hit, you're going to charge him $2,000. I want that thing in your hand knocking on his door. By the way... You need to pay this.
Yeah.
No. I want you face to face with this man when you tell him that, oh, yeah, by the way, we hit you, but you owe us $2,000.
That is insane.
Right.
That is crazy.
The insanity of that entire situation.
It's like someone hitting you with a car, then you get a bill because they have to replace their windshield.
Right.
Well, hey, man, your cranium cracked it open. What do you want me to do?
Or if I shoot Mike and charge him for the ammo.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Damn.
He used 2 good rounds on him.
Oh, I'm glad that I made it to 2. I'm tough as hell, man.
I like that's what you took out of that.
I could take one more, Ted. Come on.
This turkey's too dry.
In other news, over the pond, a man in the UK brings back the conversation as to whether or not we're responsible enough for fireworks. In a video that's going viral on social media, the young man is out on a bonfire night with his friends when fireworks are brought into the mix. Always a great combination.
So, does anyone make a good decision when you're, quote, around a bonfire? I just feel like I've heard so many stories. Like, well, we're around a bonfire. And they're like, okay.
It's just the degree of stupid.
Yeah.
The last time I took a picture of my junk was around a bonfire.
That's what I mean. Bonfires bring out the worst in humanity. I don't know what it is.
You don't know when you would ever jump over a fire, but a bonfire is when you can.
Now I'm going to do it.
Right.
Well, part of it is because you're just sitting in a camp chair. It's not like a bar stool.
Right.
So, I mean, beverages are going down quick. Somebody always goes, got a bottle of liquor. You start drinking that, and before you know it, it's like, hey, man, get a picture of my junk.
No, man, through the pant leg.
We're having a ball here.
Well, it's better than the Dodgers fan that blew his hand off. I guess they just got blow his...
So here's the thing. He was clearly wanting to do something a little bit more edgy. He elects to set off one of the rockets from his mouth.
Oh.
The video shows him with the explosive all loaded up and ready to go, only to be lit and shoot a firestorm of sparks right into his face. He doesn't sustain any terrible damage, but he does have plenty of soot on his face by the end of the video.
He's lucky.
What did he think was going to happen?
That it was
going
to fire out of his face, but his...
I mean, it will.
Right.
But you ever seen a rocket take off? I'm going to stand next to it at the bottom, like, okay.
But there was another video from when I was a kid where a dude, you know, went backside with it and tried to fire it off. At least him, like, the grip is not something that you have a whole lot of control over.
It's maybe
in
not
your
you.
Mouth. As soon as you see that thing go, let it go. But his jaw clenched or something like that, he fired the thing into the ground after
if
taking a face full.
Launches, that means something is propelling it.
Correct.
The thing propelling it is coming out of the back.
Right.
You'd be better off putting the front in your mouth and letting and shooting sparks.
I don't think it's a good idea to buy mass-produced explosives from China.
No. Just like if you said, like, here, kid. Have fun.
Not to be outdone, we go to India, where a man should have left the bet on the table. He was out drinking with his friends as well when fireworks were also brought into the mix. His friends dared him to sit atop a box of fireworks as they set it off.
Ask yourself this question. Why is this a dare?
Or why is my penis not important?
Yeah, promising him an auto rickshaw if he went through with it, which he did. The box was lit and exploded in a video that can be found online, which ends with the man falling limp to the ground following the blast. He was taken to the hospitals for his injuries, but sadly, he did eventually succumb to them. And now his friends are facing homicide charges.
Jesus.
Yeah. When in doubt, let's not do that. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth...
Thankfully, there's good news.
We found Miles' new cat! What was less than an ideal start to life shows promise for a new beginning for a kitten in England.
No.
Yeah, it's coming.
A woman in the Cornwall area was out in her garden one day when she heard distressed cries and found a 3-week-old kitten in and around her plants. She took her into the local vet, who gave her a little TLC to bring her back to health and begin the journey of finding a new home. They initially had to do some cleaning of her eyes, as they were quite quote-unquote gunky, but upon further inspection, it seems that she is indeed blind. Nevertheless, they've given her a new name, Donut, and have put her story out for all to see and expect that she'll find a new loving home by the end of the year.
Miles, I have two friends that live in Cornwall. I can connect you.
We can get this done, man.
Miles and the blind cat.
She won't even know the different scenery.
I have already had a blind cat.
You've had a blind cat? Which one of your cats was blind?
Dr. Gomez was completely blind.
Gomez was blind?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
All those pictures have that glare, that glow.
Oh, that white kind of weird.
Like, and then when you look in the eyes and no one's home, that's Gomez. Like, he would turn and look if he, you know, he could hear.
Sure.
But, I mean, he couldn't see anything.
Oh, God.
He put Braille on his litter box.
You ever seen a cat fall down the steps? I have. I mean, tumbling. Tumbling.
Speaking of sports. I mean,
cats are better than that.
I've never seen a cat
fall. I was like, God damn, dude.
You okay?
Now I'm going to Google it.
Wow.
You all right, buddy?
Wow.
Men's Room Sports, you got college football on ESPN and ESPN2, basketball on CW and NBA Network, college hoops on FS1, Big Ten, and ESPN+. And the reason why Miles and Thrill look a little antsy, Thursday Night Football is on Amazon Prime, featuring the Cincinnati Bengals at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore against the Ravens.
You have my full attention, Mike.
That game's currently underway. You guys aren't watching it at all.
Oh.
I would never do that. No, I'm listening to you.
That's right.
Yeah.
As far as your weather, it's going to be a fairly warm night as the clouds are moving in to make it a cloudy 47-degree evening. And that brings us to tomorrow, where we can expect cloudy skies and a high right around 59. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next time for the weekend. Bad Choice Friday and the return of Ted versus the FCC. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.